So today we have gathered to prepare for the remembrance of Christ's death and his glorious resurrection. To prepare for such a remembrance in this season of Lent, we begin, as the people of God always have, with purification by fasting and repentance. Yet we've heard from Scripture today the warning that the purpose of fasting and repentance of sins is not to make ourselves feel better or feel closer to God. God desires our fasting and repentance to affect others, to affect society. So not only is this to be a repentance from personal sin. Scripture teaches that sin distorts our relationship to God, with one another, and with all that God has created. And we hear this message in our reading from Isaiah. These words are addressed to the exiles from Babylon. They are seeking to reestablish their relationship with God as they are also trying to restore their worship of God at the temple. And so a fast, they believe, will draw them closer to God. But the prophet tells them that a fast alone won't suffice. Hear these words. Look. You serve your own interests on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Scripture teaches that God desires all creation, all people, to be in right relationship. But the returning exiles are not in right relationship with their neighbors, and so also not with God. Their fast is not pleasing to God until justice and peace go along with it. Scripture says it plainly. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your kin. The fast that pleases God is a just fast. It's a fast that feeds the hungry, houses the homeless, a fast that satisfies the needs of the afflicted. This fast purifies not only ourselves, but aids in fulfilling God's desire for right relationship in all of creation. So, will your fast be a just fast? It's this question that drives Jesus' words on fasting that we've heard. Jesus does not disapprove of fasting. He goes into the desert for 40 days to fast. He opposes the fast that is not just. He opposes the fast that makes us feel we are holy and that we're special while we ignore our responsibility as the people of God to do justice, make peace, aid in restoring right relationship in all of creation. If we're satisfied with just this service, and whatever we give up for this Lent. Jesus tells us we have lost our way. In the Gospels, over and over again, Jesus calls his disciples into relationship with the God of Israel, and so also immediately in relationship with one another. Jesus, like Isaiah, teaches that all we have is from the God who creates all things. We are made from dust, and to dust we will return. All that we have comes from God. And so we depend on God for our being dust. And so then we are set free to be in a loving relationship with all people. This, I believe, is a key element of what the kingdom of God means to Jesus. The kingdom of God encompasses a life in which all of God's people are in a relationship in which no one is diminished. All are to be loved as God loves, both your neighbor and your enemy and the one you don't even think about. Both those you aid and those you oppress, whether you know it or not. So the point of repentance is to not only focus on what inhibits our relationship with God, but to repent of that which harms and diminishes others. In preparation for Lent, even in preparation for Advent, my conscience has been gripped. My conscience is gripped when I read the continued warnings about climate change and the destruction that accompanies it. My conscience is gripped when I read about the history of lynchings and racial terrorism that frame most of the history of this country. My conscience is gripped by a culture of alcohol in our church that does so much more harm than we have been willing to admit. And so my conscience is gripped when I realize all the sins I have committed, and those sins committed in my name by commission or omission. So what am I to do? What are you to do? Well, Scripture says the people of God always start in the same place, by repenting. But our repentance isn't done only to appease our conscience, but for the sake of justice. So we're called to a just fast. So we're going to come up soon and receive ashes on our head and be told that we are from dust and we will return to dust. We'll come up soon and we'll receive ashes on our head and we'll realize that we are born with nothing and we will leave with nothing. We depend on God alone for our entire life. And so, if we depend on God alone, what is there to lose in taking on this just fast? This fast in which we expand the circle beyond ourselves. We are dust. All we have depends on God. So, feed the hungry. Aid the suffering. Care for the needy. Act against injustice. Make peace. This is the fast that God desires. This is then also the fast that will lead us to the cross and to the empty tomb and to the risen Christ into the kingdom of God. Amen.